welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and we are testing the fences of life. And I'm excited to share this with you today. So today we're talking about the limiting beliefs that you can't get rid of, right? So we've all heard about limiting beliefs, right? These are beliefs that are put in your head. You take them into your head when you're a child or at any point along the way, but it's usually when you're very young and impressionable. And there's all kinds of limiting beliefs out there, right? There are beliefs about yourself. There are beliefs about society. There's beliefs about what is okay and not okay to do or say or be. There are beliefs specific to your industry, right? So there could be beliefs that are specific to your career, right? I don't know what they are, but every industry has some set of beliefs that are probably wrong or should be broken. And a lot of the times the goal is to identify these limiting beliefs that you have and then release them, right? Let them go. And but sometimes I have a day where I feel limited, like these limiting beliefs have a real grip on me. And so, for example, I realized the other day that I was surprised to hear someone say that I am a good person who is focused on service to others. I thought I was selfish. Why? Why did I think I was selfish? Well, because some important family members told me so when I was about 18. Somebody very close to me, two people very close to me when I was 18, said that I was selfish. And the label really stuck. I do not doubt that when I was 18, I was massively selfish. I do not doubt that at all. There are damn few 18-year-olds out there that are not self-centered. So I'm sure I was. But the label stuck really permanently. And I realized when I thought back about it that particular close family member had never said anything nice to me that was not then quickly accompanied by a backhanded comment of some sort. And I see that now as really just their own misery lashing out, right? Misery loves company. And I see that now. The happier you are, the more miserable people will want to lash out at you. But the damage was done. And so I had taken this belief into myself and into my subconscious. And I wondered what other limiting beliefs I was still holding on to. So limiting beliefs that are put in us as children can be very hard to get rid of. Really hard. And I've noticed that as many times as I have been around the circle of development, human development. Read about that on the site if you've not heard of that before. But as many times as I have been around the circle, and as many times as I have uncovered, yet again, more limiting beliefs that I need to get rid of, I find that sometimes, especially the ones put into me as a child, can be almost impossible to get rid of. And so I needed another strategy, right? Yeah, a strategy of just saying, well, just get rid of them. Just stop believing them. Well, that would be great, but sometimes that doesn't work for me. So what do you do when you have some beliefs that you generated as a child that you just cannot get rid of? No matter how many times you attempt to release yourself of these beliefs, and you think you've done it, and you go for a while as if you've let them go, but they keep rearing their ugly heads, and you're like, well, damn, I just can't seem to get rid of these beliefs. What can you do? So I had an idea. If you cannot get rid of them, can you edit them? Can you add on to them to make them positive instead of negative? So, for example, I would take each belief, I would write it down, and then I would add words onto the end of it to make it a positive thing. So, for example, I am strange or weird. Then I would add on to that, unique and amazing. So instead of, I am strange, it's, I am strange, unique, and amazing. And I would read that out loud to myself many times. I do not belong. That was another one that I had, that I do not belong. So what I did is I added on to that, among people stuck in early stages of social development. So I do not belong among people stuck in early stages of social development, right? I don't belong amongst people who are stuck in the I am my needs stage and would happily use me for their purposes. Here's another one. No one will listen. Ooh, how often do we tell ourselves that one? Nobody's going to listen to me. No one will listen to me. So I added on to that, if they are not ready, so don't force them. So that became, no one will listen if they are not ready, so don't force them. So then let's get to, I am self-centered, right? So I took this one in when I was 18 and have not let it go. So what can I do? I am self-centered. So I added on to that, centered securely in myself. So I'm changing the definition of self-centered because I cannot get rid of the belief. I am self-centered, centered securely in myself. As in the sense of being centered securely in my own soul. Here's another one. I was really shocked. When I started writing down, these beliefs started flowing out of me. Like, where have these been hiding? Right? It's, remember, the cycle of human development is a cycle. It's a circle. It is not a staircase. It is not a race to be run. And as soon as you think you've gone around and spent a lot of time in stage 11 and are very enlightened and all of that, something will invariably pull you back around again because, like peeling an onion, there's another layer that you haven't assessed yet or dealt with. So I was really surprised at what more came. So another one was, the way I want to do it will not work. And this is pretty common. I think there's a lot of us out there that are just like, oh, you know, you think of the dream you want to make happen, and then you start telling yourself, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Because anything unique, we end up telling ourselves that it's not going to work. So what I added to that was, unless I actually do it, so do it. Right? So the way I want to do it will not work unless I actually do it. So do it. Nobody listens to women. This was an interesting one I picked up along the way. Nobody listens to women who do not speak up. So speak up. I'm a silly girl. Oh, that's a fun one. Being silly is a great way to dismiss somebody, isn't it? So I added to this one, playful and inquisitive like the purity of childhood. Again, sort of changing the definition of what it means to be silly. This was a tough one when it came. Girls have only one purpose, and that is to provide for men's needs. Ouch, right? But I got that from a lot of different locations when I was young. So I added to that, to help them see the truth. Right? So for that one, I chose to redefine what men's needs are. Men, guys out there, want to see the truth too. Why do we reduce them to such base concepts? I don't know. And then my last one was, what women want is irrelevant. Again, put in me by demonstration when I was young. So I added to this one, until they decide otherwise. So what women want is irrelevant until they decide otherwise. So decide what you want is relevant. So this is a technique that I tried and it worked really well. So I wanted to share that here. So if you have some limiting beliefs that are holding you back and you can't seem to get rid of them, try completing them instead. try adding words onto the end of them and completing those statements if you just can't manage to get rid of them, right? It's a great way to disarm them. It worked really well for me, and I hope it will for you too. So remember to read it often, because when you are retraining your brain, you have to be consistent, right? It's just like exercising your body. You've got to do it every day. So you've got to get in there, even just 30 seconds, but reread it every day to retrain your brain on the updated version of those beliefs and to help them stick. So this can be kind of an interesting and rather surprising exercise. So step one, let's review, is to sit down and write down what are your limiting beliefs. If you're not sure what they are, then get really specific with your questioning, right? Good questions always lead to good answers. So ask yourself, what do I honestly believe about myself? What do I honestly believe about this world? What do I honestly believe about what I want and how I want to approach it, and things like that? And you will be shocked what comes out of you. And if you need to get to it sort of orthogonally, you can ask yourself, what did my parents demonstrate about relationships? What were their rules? Because a lot of those you're going to have taken in as beliefs. And you can ask the same question about things you might have taken in from first boyfriends and girlfriends and things like that. Okay, so give it a try and let me know how it goes. So you can ask questions at questions@koabd.com. Let me know how I can help. You can register at the website, or we can chat there is another way to do it. And I will try to answer your questions in other upcoming podcasts. So thanks for joining us. I hope this helps you get rid of some of your limiting beliefs, and we'll see you next time.